you're a busy working mom, you could be looking at the end of a coffee cup for your energy these days. But today I'm going to share with you a really awesome strategy that may help you energize your busy working mom life.
Hey, I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And if you're a busy working mom like me, maybe you're finding yourself looking to too many coffee cups for that energy you feel like you're lacking. If you wake up in the morning and you feel like you just don't have the energy to make it through, well, you're not alone because most of us feel that way one point or another. And that's exactly why this month in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, we have a focus on energy. But I want to share with you this strategy that I don't think people are talking about very much that can really help you reframe slash boost energy in a different way. It's not the more exercise thing or the certain kind of caffeine drink that you're going to have at a certain time of day that's going to really help you with this energy. This is a strategy and a mindset shift that I really have been practicing for a while, sharing it with the moms in the club, but also just sharing on a daily basis with people, because I just feel like it's something that we actually can do pretty easy, but it does take a little bit of, you know, some conscious effort because it's not something we're used to. Okay, so it really comes down to the energy that we have to complete the things that we want to do. So it's the beginning of a new month now, and maybe you're like me and you like to kind of plan out your month, figure out, get your shit together, figure out what's going on. But you look at the month is a little bit shorter because we have a few less days. The days are shorter because it's very dark. There's not a lot of, like, you know, things necessary to look forward to, holidays, that sort of stuff. And there's not really a lot happening. We're post-Christmas holiday season, so we're feeling the, like, residual tiredness, and we're not quite in spring yet. We don't have that mood-lifting sunshine coming our way. So we're kind of in this, like, month, right, where there's not a lot going on, but we may look at our month and think, okay, there's not a lot of things happening in our month right now. So I'm going to do all of this. I'm going to spring clean. I'm going to clean out the closets. I'm going to put all the decorations away. I'm going to organize all the cupboards and the drawers. And I think I'm going to clean out behind my fridge, and I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to put it away every single time I do, you know, I wash my clothes. And I'm going to start a new chore routine with the kids, and I'm going to make sure that those kids are reading every single night. And I'm going to get up early at 5 a.m. and I'm going to do my workout. You may have that going through your mind, and these are the intentions, right? These are the things that we want to do. Now, 100%, those are things that are worthy, right? Worthy of us, like, giving our time and attention to. But we know that as busy moms, we have curveballs that throw our way all the time that kind of dodge us off track just a little bit some days, right? But I want you to think about this the next time that you feel like you don't have the energy to complete stuff in your day. I want you to think about, did you consider the capacity you have to do the things that you planned for? So I know that in the morning, I talk a lot about, like, choosing my top three, right? And you might choose your top three of, like, I'm going to do a whole load of laundry and put it all away, and I'm going to make a really great meal for my family, and I'm going to exercise. And then, you know, it comes 9 o'clock at night and you still have two of those things that you didn't do. You didn't finish the laundry and your workout did not get done and you're feeling guilty. So instead of, like, rushing through a workout and making you feel a little bit, like, bad and doing that, like, working out because you felt, like, guilty for not doing it, I want you to not. I want you to drop it all. And I want you to ask yourself this question, because this is what the reflection piece of this is going to inform you for the next day. And you're going to learn and do different with this behavior. You're going to change your behavior pattern. I want you to ask yourself, what capacity do I have today to complete the things that I want to get done? In other words, how much energy do I have to do things today? And I want you to think about capacity can change based on a lot of things. It can change on, it can be changed based on what other people in our family are doing, because we may have to give our time and attention to other people. So our day may not look booked up, but maybe you have a kid that's really needy and they want you. So you're unable to do things and your capacity is your time and attention given to them. Maybe you are in a certain point in your cycle in the month and you are just don't have the energy you thought you did. And that's totally normal and also happens to all of us. So maybe that's something you need to consider. Capacity really helps us to make our tasks realistic, which then helps us to follow through. So I want you to ask yourself the next time that you are feeling bad or guilty for not having the energy to complete the things that you said you were going to complete, and really ask yourself, did you consider the capacity you have? It can work both ways, because if you come home from work and you're looking at an overwhelmed house full of dishes and toys and laundry and all the things, I say to everybody, you can choose your top three right there. You can do three things that day, even if you have an hour left in your day to do something to get it done. But you cannot do it without being realistic and thinking about the capacity you have to complete it. So you may have an hour, and are you going to clean up all the toys, do all the laundry, put all the dishes away, make all the lunches, and get your kids to bed in an hour? Probably not. So choose what you're capable of doing, what capacity that you have to be realistic to complete for that night. That is what helps us to follow through. And then when you go to bed at night, you have followed through to those things because you have really asked yourself what energy levels you have to complete it. You're going to go to bed and you're going to be so happy and proud of yourself and feeling successful that your brain is going to register that feeling. Then you're going to have some behavior change when that happens over and over again. So these are the little tips and tricks and tools that you're able to implement. And it's just a mindset shift. It's just a thought process that we're able to do. So let this be a little trigger in your brain the next time when you're looking for another cup of coffee and you're like, it might be too late in the day to do this. Try to think about capacity and how that can lend itself into that situation. And maybe that's a little more helpful to help you to make those decisions. And what's a little more realistic for your day to help you to use your energy to your best advantage and work smarter and not harder. On that note, that is exactly what I'm teaching the moms in the club this month. We're taking our energy, natural energy boost times, and really using it to our capacity so that we are able to thrive and work smarter and not harder. So if you want to know some of those tips, tricks, and strategies, make sure you check the link in the show notes or in my bio on Instagram for some info on how you can check us out in the club this month. I have a really great exclusive podcast in there for the moms, and they are getting some training as well as extra tips and tricks and a planning session in there that really did help us to factor in the energy that we have this time of year. Anyway, I would love to see you in there. I hope you have a lovely week ahead. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram @Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.